A famous psychologist once joked, if you talk to God, you're praying. If God talks to you, you have schizophrenia. I'm Anne Strainchamps, and today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, hearing voices is no joke. But depending on how you look at it, there can be a thin line between mental illness and mysticism.
For years when I was a kid, I heard voices, and they were distinctly human. Nothing coherent, but definitely a sound that nobody else was hearing, and it was fairly loud. Chopped up syllables and sounds, and it would circle around you. Oh, it was very scary. Like, I actually would hyperventilate sometimes just trying to handle it.
That's Charles Monroe Kane, our producer. He was about 10 or 11 when he first began hearing voices, and he was pretty sure this wasn't something he should tell anybody about. So he kept quiet until God got involved.
When I was around 13, I remember this because it was after puberty, and I remember this distinctly because there's a girl named Michelle that I really liked who lived down the street. Michelle invited me to her church summer camp for a week, and it was a very evangelical camp. And on the second night, they had a tent revival. I've never been to church before. I had no idea what a tent revival was. When I was there, all these people around me loudly were speaking in tongues. And when I heard it, it sounded like the voices in my head. So I stood up, and I was hearing the voices were flying in my head too, right? And I just started saying them. I started saying these things out loud, really loud, and the whole place was silent.
And then you were 13.
I was 13, and I stand up and start saying out loud these voices in my head. Well, this is discerned as a gift by the people in that place. And a guy says, come on down. So I come on down to the altar. I lay down. I become a Christian. But for a good 10 years of my life, I believed God was speaking to me. I heard God's voice, and I spoke that voice out loud to other people.
Did God ever, or the voices, ever begin to say things you could recognize?
Yeah,
words?
So
did you get messages?
What happened is, as my teen years went on, the sounds turned to syllables. And then the syllables turned to words. And the first word I heard for a good year was Chuck.
Your
over
name.
And over again, my name with a question mark. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. I'd hear it all day. And I was like, why the question mark? What does God want? And then later, in my 20s, it became sentences.
What did God say?
There were verbs. He would say, Chuck, jump. Chuck, run. Chuck, listen. Chuck, speak. That was a lot. Chuck, speak. And I would be at a church service somewhere and say, God wants me to tell you something, you know, then I'd come out, and I did that for many years. I mean, I can explain it all away now, but at the time, I thought God was talking to me, and then I was able to talk in his voice to others. And many people in that church in a small town in Ohio, a very poor community, thought that God was, you know, speaking through me as well. And I became a very powerful child preacher and a very effective one. I raised a lot of money. I did a lot of things. And I told people to do things I thought God was telling them to do through me.
Chuck, hearing you say that now, you know, you and I work together, we're colleagues.
Yeah, you should be listening to me.
But just hearing you say that now, it's scary. And I also feel so sorry for that 13-year-old self.
I started taking medication about five years ago to more seriously deal with having hearing voices and my mental illness. And when I did, I said, I'm not going to be bitter about who I was. Did people use me? Yeah, I think they did. Some older people. Was I an egomaniac? Yeah, I was an egomaniac. If you're that kind of vessel for any period of time and really believe it, it can be very powerful. I felt God and I were like very close.
Do you miss it?
I miss it. I was just going to say, that's funny you asked that. Yes, it was beautiful. I mean, there would be many times, especially when I was alone, and when I would be sitting alone somewhere on a beach in another country or just at bed at night, and it would come on, and I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to have a conversation with God. I don't fully understand what he's saying. Why would you, right? It's God. But God's talking to me right now. There's a whole damn universe, and God's talking to me right now. It was beautiful.
Has it ever occurred to you, or have you ever been tempted to think that maybe the voices were both? I mean, yeah, maybe it's a mental illness. Maybe it's also God.
No. Schizophrenia and other mental illnesses have a direct connection and a direct work in your brain, and they've come up with fairly easy to take medications that don't have a lot of side effects to help you because it progresses. And as it progresses from sounds to syllables to words to sentences to commands, what's next? I have a fear. There's a man I fear, and I love this man, and I care about him, and I worry about him, and I see him a lot. And this man's on the streets, and he's muttering these weird syllables and sounds, and I recognize the syllables and sounds. But I always fear I'm going to be him. You know, I'm all like, oh, I'm going to end up like that guy. I'm going to end up on the streets, have my cup out and be crazy because I am. And so it's not a gift. It sucks. It sucks. It's not a gift. And so I don't ever, ever would want it on anybody. I don't ever want it back. And I just take my medicine and basically don't really deal with it anymore, except for the fact that I'm not going to look back at my young self and say I hate him for being confused. I mean, who wouldn't be confused? But at the same time, there are moments at night when I'm alone, you know, where I'm like, you know, I kind of miss, I don't know, talking to God, you know what I mean?
Well, we love who you are now.
Well, thank you.
Charles Monroe Cain left the church in his 20s. He's been a public radio producer on this show for more than a decade.